Hello and welcome to another edition of Starting Up! Sim, vocês não estão tendo alucinações, vocês não estão sonhando. Aqui é o Teacher Fábio Merim, retornando com mais um episódio do Starting Up, que é o nosso podcast do English in Brazil, que traz dicas mais básicas para aquela galera que está no começo. Sim, a gente ficou um tempinho sem nenhuma atualização do Starting Up. Eu me concentrei bastante no Way Ahead. E agora estamos de volta e eu quis trazer agora para o Starting Up uma coisa que eu faço já bastante no Way Ahead, que são notícias em inglês que eu leio do site newsinlevels.com. O que eu vou fazer? Eu vou ler essas notícias adaptadas para uma comunicação de inglês um pouco mais simples, para que vocês comecem a adentrar um pouquinho mais nessas variações de comunicação no inglês. E eu acho que é bacana, eu acho que é legal. Não é porque a galera que é básica, está no comecinho dos estudos de inglês, que precisa só estar naquela coisa mais mecânica, gramática, dicas sobre estruturas, que é importante, claro que é importante, mas eu quero dar uma variada agora, porque eu acho que vocês precisam transgredir fronteiras. Então vamos lá? Claro que vamos! Temos aqui já a primeira notícia, mas antes disso, roda a vinheta de notícias. Cold Weather Chess. This news is about chess. There is a special version of chess. It is cold weather chess. You play chess and you sit in very cold water. The game is not new. Some people played in Soviet times. Now, two Russian men play it again. The game can look a little crazy, but the men like it. They say that cold water helps you concentrate. Playing chess helps you stay in the water for longer. Wow, that's wild. Um pouquinho de português para informar a todos vocês que os links destas notícias que eu estou lendo aqui estão na descrição deste episódio. Então vocês podem também acompanhar lendo. E cada link que traz essas notícias, vocês têm ali também já do site News in Levels o vocabulário explicando algumas palavras, ok? Vamos continuar! X allows political ads. X, which used to be Twitter, said that it would allow political ads in the US from candidates and political groups. This comes ahead of the 2024 presidential election. The company stopped all political ads globally in 2019. In January, Twitter began permitting some kinds of ads in the US. These ads focused on topics like voter registration. The latest decision could help X increase its income, especially when some advertisers are avoiding the platform now. X plans to hire more people to create an advertising center, but it will still not allow ads that spread false information or harm public trust in elections. People criticize X and other social media firms that they are not doing enough to stop false information during important elections. Pakistan cable car rescue. A cable car, which carried 8 people, got stuck above a ravine in Pakistan's northwest. The incident occurred near Batagram City. A military helicopter and ground team saved the group, including 6 children. The cable broke while they were going to school. Rescuers used a zip line to bring everyone down to safety. The operation was dangerous, but the rescue was successful. Local people call the cable car Dali. It is an important way of transport in the mountainous area. People use the cable car system regularly for mountain transportation because there are no good roads and infrastructure. Horses can read emotions. A new experiment shows that horses can read human emotions. Experts show the horses photographs of human faces. The experts found that horses can tell the difference between angry and happy faces. They put heart monitors on the horses. The heart monitors showed that the heart rates of the horses rose a lot when they saw an angry face. Riders at a horse club in London said that there is a special relationship between humans and horses. If you're happy and relaxed, the horse will also be happy and relaxed, and it will help you. If you are angry, the horse will be angry or scared. Birds of prey take down drones. In the past, wild hawks sometimes made mistakes. They thought that drones were birds, and they caught them. This gave people ideas that they could train birds of prey to take down dangerous drones. The Dutch police are training the birds to do this, and they are successful. However, the drones sometimes hurt the birds. This is a problem which the Dutch must solve. Sugar in hot drinks. Analysis showed how much sugar is in hot drinks. An example is that a can of Coke has an average of 9 teaspoons of sugar, but that's nothing compared to Caffè Nero's caramel latte with 13 teaspoons of sugar. A Costa chai latte has 20 teaspoons of sugar, and the worst offender is a Starbucks hot mulled fruit drink with 25 teaspoons of sugar. That is 3 times more sugar than you should have in one day. Most sugar is in mochas and lattes. Costa and Starbucks say that they want to reduce the sugar in these drinks. But for now, it may be better for you to choose drinks with less sugar. Olive oil is expensive. The price of making a traditional pizza margherita at home in Italy went up more than 2 times faster than the general rise in prices last month. This happened because olive oil costs went up very much, by nearly a third. Among different essential foods, olive oil costs saw the largest rise. In July, the overall cost of preparing a pizza increased by 13.5% compared to the previous year, while the national inflation rate was 5.9%. A severe drought in Spain, the world's biggest olive oil producer, meant that prices went up. Cooking pizza at home using electricity got cheaper, but the prices of flour, mozzarella, and tomatoes all rose. And for the last news today, little polar bear in Ohio. 2 months ago, a polar bear was born at a zoo in Ohio. The staff had to take care of the cub after her mother stopped caring for her. The staff incubated her and kept her room nice and warm. The cub weighed only 200 grams when she was born, but now she's 3 kilograms heavy. The cub eats special polar bear formula, and staff feed her 6 times a day. Ok, voltando ao português agora, vocês entenderam bastante coisa? Pouca coisa? Ouçam de novo, forcem um pouquinho. Tentem espremer tudo que vocês conseguirem apenas escutando. Aí depois vocês podem ir, já falei para vocês que na descrição do nosso episódio a gente tem ali todos os links para cada uma dessas notícias, ok? E que tem também junto o vocabulário. Thank you so much, my dear lovely friends, for being here with me today. Semana que vem a gente volta de repente com outro episódio do Starting Up para dar uma compensada nessas últimas semanas que foram somente Way Ahead. Mas ainda vou pensar a respeito, ok? Thank you so much, Teacher Fabio Menin vai ficando por aqui and see you next time!